Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and all of your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." And Jesus said to them, "How is it then that David, by the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The greatest commandment. What I said to the kids was basically my whole thinking on this. Very straightforward. Very simple. And yet we don't seem to do it. We turn on our news, we open our phones, we look around us in our day-to-day lives, and people are not loving their neighbor as themselves. Why is it so hard? Why is it so difficult to see one another as I prayed with the eyes of God, to recognize that each and every one of our neighbors are God's children, just like ourselves? It is a difficult thing. Before we dive too deeply into that, let's take a look at our scriptures. Let's get some background, some context. Passage doesn't seem to need it, but here is Jesus once again being tested by the Pharisees. Jesus is in Jerusalem. He's already come into Jerusalem after Palm Sunday, being welcomed in like a king. He's gone to the temple, turned everything over, made everyone mad. And then these Pharisees, these Sadducees, these scribes are trying to get Jesus in trouble. So they come over and over again to test him and to ask him these questions. Last week we studied about the Pharisees asking him that question about the taxes. That was a tough question. That was a difficult trap. And yet Jesus got out of it. The Sadducees then asked Jesus about the coming resurrection. They had this weird question about a woman who's married seven times and whose husband she's going to be in the afterlife. Jesus answers that question. And it seems that the Pharisees now are down to the bottom of the barrel. They're asking him one of the most simplest questions that everyone seems to agree on. What is the most important commandment? And this, as Jesus says, is from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Love God with all you got. All your mind, all your soul, all your heart. And this passage with Matthew, Jesus leaves out all of your might, all of your strength, but the feeling is still there. Love God with all that you have. And then Jesus goes farther and says, love your neighbor as yourself. If you do that, you don't have to worry about anything. If you're loving God with all of your might, all that you are, and you're treating your neighbor as yourself, there's no other rules that you have to worry about. You will follow them if you're following those two things. So why is it so difficult? Why is it so hard to love others, to love God? I don't really have an answer, but I don't want you guys to worry about me. I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, I think. This has a very big assumption that comes with it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Sometimes it can be difficult to love ourselves. That's the foundational part. We have to love ourselves. We look around and we see people struggling with addictions. It's hard to love ourselves. We see people struggling with all work, housing, their homes, relationships. It can be hard to love ourselves. It can be difficult. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This past week was tough for me. I had that post-vacation depression. And I don't use that word lightly. Spent 18 days with Madeline. Wonderful fall break. You've met Madeline, right? Wonderful, big personality. It's a lot sometimes. 18 days with Madeline. Constant in my life. Week and a half down in Florida with my family. My parents got to see my mommy and my daddy every day for a week and a half. Last weekend, I got to spend it with my brother and my sister, their spouses, and my niece. It was wonderful. Then we got back late last Sunday. Wonderful worship, if I do say so myself. And I took Madeline back to Scottsburg, Indiana. Dropped her off with her mom at a CVS parking lot, like we do each week. And I drove back. I was all by myself. All that time with family and Madeline, my parents, and then it was just me. It'd be difficult to love ourselves sometimes. We all have these phones in our pockets, radio, TV. It's easy to distract ourselves from ourselves. It can be difficult to love ourselves. So how do we love one another if we can't love ourselves? It's a difficult topic. Something that many of us struggle with from time to time. But when I pray that we see others with the eyes that God sees them, I mean ourselves too. Each and every one of us is a child of God. We should see one another with God's eyes. We've got to be able to see ourselves as God's precious children as well. God loves each and every one of us. God has created each and every one of us. And so those times when it's difficult to love ourselves, let's recognize that God cares for us too. That God loves us. And from that foundation, we can move forward and love one another as God loves us. And then we can love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And then finally, I'm not going to lie, the second part of the scripture, when Jesus is then questioning the other Pharisees with his own question, who do you think that the Messiah is? It's this odd question that Jesus uses to shut all of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes up with. Who is the Messiah? And they say, well, he's the son of David. This is another well-understood prophecy that the Messiah was going to be the Son of God, the Son of David. And so Jesus says, well, how can it be the Son of David if David himself calls him Lord? And from this little answer and this quote from the Psalm, Jesus is able to shut all of his detractors up with. And no one's able to give him an answer or to question him ever again. And Jesus moves on from there. It's a difficult question. Such a simple, great commandment. Love God with all that you are. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. It's a difficult thing to do at times. But may we find the ways to love ourselves and love others and to love God. Amen.